Journalists have a responsibility to report on poverty, even though those stories might not go viral. That's according to Karaman Haliselic, the United Nations and New York Bureau Chief for TRT, Turkey's national public broadcaster. Mr. Haliselic says that even if stories about poverty aren't widely read, journalists should cover them so that eventually those stories do become a larger part of the public discourse.
When we look at the world as journalists, we definitely see a place where we can kind of pick and choose a lot of stories. But there is another world out there that has expectations from us to cover their issues, to bring their issues to wider community, to decision makers, to political power places. And I think we can do that. I think we have the power to do it. But we need to use that power, and we need to use that power right.
This view is echoed by Lyndall Rowlands, UN Bureau Chief at Interpress Service, a development news service with local reporters covering Latin America, Africa, and Asia. She says journalists need to make an effort to understand systems of poverty by talking to those affected, and not just experts with little lived experience.
Often, unfortunately, as journalists, perhaps for us, maybe it's not so much a mistake, but maybe it's just easier to find experts to comment on the issues related to poverty who are not actually the people who we're talking about. So maybe that's how we frame our coverage. But we should definitely, I think about people who are affected by poverty, which in many different ways, whether it's by disability or by whether they're Indigenous people or whether by their ethnicity, we should think about them as being the experts on talking about the issues that affect them first.
What do we miss when we do just take this approach, when we don't actually talk to the people? What stories are we missing?
We can miss out on some of the complexities of poverty, and we can also miss out on realising that poverty is actually a man-made issue. It's not natural at all. Perhaps as journalists, we often don't have the time to consider poverty as a systemic issue. So we may not have the ability to turn the lens back on ourselves or on the systems that we're a part of, and to work out what is actually causing poverty in the first place.
Ms. Rowlands added that reporters need to approach poverty as a political and economic issue and should seek to understand the factors that contribute to it. Lucy Dean, United Nations.